1 year ago, five runners approached the end of the 26.2 miles of the Boston Marathon together. Howard Mays, Demi Clark, Mary Jenkins, Volker Fischer, and Brian Donovan crossed the finish line just as the first bomb exploded on Boylston Street.
Zone 1, the UCC, what was that on Boylston Street?
Course, feet from the finish line, two explosions.
Five runners who didn't know each other were brought together by uncanny timing and a close encounter with the tragedy of last April. Now their story is the subject of a new documentary called Five Runners, which will air April 14th on Nessun. It follows their effort to come back and run again in this year's Boston Marathon. Boston Globe reporter Jeff Edgers co-directed the film, and he joins us now. Hi, Jeff. Good to have you.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Also joining us is Demi Clark. She's one of the runners who's featured in the film. She joins us from South Carolina. And Demi Clark, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff, I want to start with you. Of all the runners who experienced this firsthand, why did you choose these five?
I'm an arts reporter, and I was grasping for some relevant way to participate as a journalist might. And one of my editors came to me with this picture at the finish line, the famous, you know, moment. And I looked and there were these five runners there, or, you know, a few runners. And he said, what about those people? They weren't hurt, but they were right in the center of it. So I tracked them down and I wrote a story. And for some reason, I was just captured by the story of these folks and kept in touch with them. And as the year progressed, I found there's something more going on here. I want to see what happens.
Mm. Demi Clark, you were one of those five runners. If I can ask you this, take me back to that moment 1 year ago. As we mentioned, you crossed the finish line just as that first bomb exploded. Can you describe that moment? What happened? What was that like for you?
I distinctly remember that it was pretty karmic. Jeff knows this from the documentary, but I had something scream in my ear at around the 24th mile, run as fast as you can to your girls. At the time, as an athlete, I thought, you know, that's just my own self, my own little devil and angel on the shoulder screaming at me to run faster. You know, you can pick up your game, you're strong, go ahead. And I think looking back on it, there's something else at work, you know, divine influence, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, 2 seconds and about 10 footfalls away from the finish line, the first bomb exploded to my left. So it was about 20 yards to my left.
Wow. Demi, I have to ask you, you're coming back to run again this year. Tell me why.
I remember sitting in my car crying and talking to my mom and saying, I don't want to go there. I want to go as far away from the United States as possible. And my daughter said to me that night, she's like, Mommy, you know, you love to run. Why do you run? And I told her a series of different, you know, motivational things of it. You know, helps me unwind at the end of the day. It really keeps me normal and sane for being a type A person like so many runners, but it feeds me. And she said, I know. So if you go back to Boston, it's okay with me. And I would want you to do it for you. And I think it would make you happy. And I think you would regret it if you didn't go. So here's this little Buddha in front of me, this 9-year-old, you know, sage, wise little girl. And she kind of turned the tide for me. And you know what? I would absolutely regret not going back. It's going to be hard. It's going to be emotional, but I need to go through this.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, Jeff, the other four runners that you feature have their own reasons for wanting to run again this year. Tell me about that.
Everybody has their own reasons, but if there's a universal reason, it's really the idea that this euphoric moment that all runners understand, that moment where you cross the finish line at 26.2, it's important. It was totally shifted, changed, and altered. And when they think back to it, they have these conflicting emotions that have nothing to do with the achievement of running a marathon.
Well, you mentioned everyone having their own reasons. Let's listen to a clip from the film. This is one of the five runners that you featured. This is Mary Jenkins from Ohio.
If I would have to go back this year, be like a 26.2 mile memorial contribution. I feel like I need that to get my life back on track because I just haven't been the same.
So, Jeff, I want to ask you about that. She talked about a 26.2-mile memorial contribution. Is that a theme you heard from these runners?
You know, the Boston Athletic Association has been very, very – I know because I've asked for different things. They will not let you do things like, hey, have the person run the last mile so that they symbolically finish. They're like, this is a race. This is the Boston Marathon, the most storied marathon in the world, we're not going to mess with it and change it.
Yeah, and Demi, I'd love you to pick up on that point that Jeff just made. This idea that at its heart, the Boston Marathon is still a race. You know, it's a pure athletic event. I mean, how important is it for you to reclaim that idea this year?
It's imperative, I think. I agree with Jeff, and I agree with the 40-plus thousand people that are going to go run it. I mean, a record number of runners. And this is the biggest race in the world to a runner, meaning they have to do a lot to get there. And there's a big element to that. I think there's two levels. There's an element to just Boston, period, because of the prestige, because of 117 years of tradition, and getting back to that, not letting it become a spectacle that is beyond their control, because it is about running and it is about the elite athletes that are coming there to break world records. And then on top of that, there's the folks who want to come back, like myself, who want just the sanctity of running events to come back to what that's what it's all about. I mean, running has never been a negative. There has never been a race in the history of running marathons that has been a negative event.
Yeah, and yet it seems like it will be hard to watch this race this year and not think about the folks who lost their lives last year. And Jeff, there's a moment in your film, which I found pretty heart-wrenching, when we see Karen Mays, she's the wife of Howard Mays, who's one of the five runners in the film, talking about the victims of the bombing.
I always keep the names of the victims of the bombing, actually in my checkbook, in my purse, just because that's a good place that it's almost always with me. Crystal Campbell, Linza Liu, Martin Richard, and the policeman, Sean Collier. These are strangers to me. I've never met them, but they'll always remain in my heart, along with their families.
Jeff, that's a tough moment in the film, and I appreciate, you know, wanting to get back to the pure sort of athletic moment of this race, but is that going to be possible this year, do you think?
Look, we can't move past the fact that this is an emotional moment that was changed forever by what happened in 2013. There's a huge group of people out there, these runners, who, you know, have been fixated on the marathon and fixated on the idea of going back there, whether it's online and social media and connecting in some way, or physically being there. And you run it, you go there, you think about your race, but you don't forget what happened. You don't just dismiss it. It's not just another race. But when it really comes down to it, you're running the Boston Marathon.
Sure. Demi, I want to come back to you. I was so impressed by what you told me about your 9-year-old daughter who urged you to run again this year. You have two daughters. You have a husband. Is your whole family going to be there this year?
It's just me and my husband that are going back this year. My daughters, we were very, and have been in this whole process, very transparent with them and very open and honest in the dialogue about Boston, and said, do you want to go back? And both of them just pretty vehemently said, you know, we're good. We're all right. We'd like to stay here. And my husband jokes, well, you know, basically all we had to say was, Nana and Papa are going to come stay with you, and what would you rather have? And they said, Nana, Papa time. So they get to be with Nana and Papa. It's going to be hard not to get a fist bump from my 7-year-old, you know, before heading out.
Sounds like they'll be in pretty good hands with Nana and Papa. Jeff, I just one last question. You know, you start the movie with the blast. Many of these images have become almost viral over the past year. What do you think your film adds to sort of our overall understanding, appreciation of what happened a year ago?
I already hear people talk about having a little bit of marathon bombing exhaustion. It's just, you know, I'm in the media, so I can confess we sometimes overdo it. And we made a very concerted effort when we were making this to be very sparing with the images of the bombing that we use. We want it to be moving. We want people to be drawn into it by the storytelling, but we don't want to manipulate them.
That's Boston Globe reporter and co-director of the documentary film Five Runners, Jeff Edgers. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Demi Clark, who will be running again in this year's marathon. Demi, thank you, and good luck on the 21st.
Thank you so much.
And Five Runners will premiere on NESN on April 14th. There's a free screening of the film tonight at the JFK Library. You can see a trailer and get more information at radioboston.org.
Well, coming up, why Boston's newest playgrounds look something like play spaces from the 1890s. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.